Before we start this meeting, we're going to just kind of open up in a time of just corporate prayer. I'm going to kick it off, but you guys don't need a microphone to be a voice heard by the Lord and around each other. So we're just going to spend some time in prayer, and then in a few minutes, Pastor David's going to be coming in here and sharing some stuff with us, and then we're just going to go through our time together from there. So if we could, let's just bow our heads, and let's just spend some time before the Lord. Just quieting our hearts before Him. Lord, I thank You, God. Lord, for the goodness of who You are. Your greatness shown both to us and equally shown through us, God, in our lives as we continue to seek to live after You, Father. Lord, I thank You for the just the very real and very obvious way that You've been involved in each and every one of our lives here and our time here at the Bridge, Father. Lord, the things that are going on around us in this fellowship, in this building, and the opportunities that You're laying before us, God. Lord, these just aren't happenstance. Lord, the heart that seeks after You, God, knows Your heart and sees the direction that You're taking us. And seeks to respond and follow where You would lead, God. Lord, I thank You for what You've opened up as a door of opportunity for us with this school that's here, with the many lives that have the potential to be impacted, God. Lord, I say potential, God, because, Lord, if all we do is invite them into a building and then usher them out, God, we're doing very little to feed them spiritually. But, God, You're opening up opportunities for conversation amongst staff with some of these teachers, even with some of the students, God. We've had individuals that are saved, and we thank You for that, Lord. God, I pray if there are opportunities that we can be a part of where we open up our doors to the community, and this community in particular, God, I pray that You would just give us the boldness and courage to walk through those doors, God. Lord, whenever we choose to have our hearts aligned with You in the direction that You're taking us, Father, God, You open the doors wide open for opportunity for spiritual ministry to happen, Lord. God, I pray that You would just continue to so equip us as individuals that seek after You, Lord, for those opportunities, God, that we would be discerning, Lord, that we would walk in Your wisdom and how to minister in those situations. Lord, I pray that we'd be encouraged through those opportunities, Father. That we wouldn't take them for granted. Lord, You purposed each and every one of us with a life to be lived for You. God, help us to so fulfill the missions that You have for each and every one of us, Lord. Those daily missions, those lifelong missions, God. Continue to instill those in our heart, God. Lord, I pray that as a leadership community here in this fellowship, God, Lord, that You would continue to equip us. Give us that hunger, God, to thirst and hunger after You in Your ways of righteousness, that we would honor You, God. Lord, that we would be meditating in Your word, that we would be spending time in fellowship of prayer with You, God. Lord, give us that hunger and give us that thirst. So that we might be a people that continues to seek and press in after You, Your blessings and Your vision that You have for us as a fellowship, God. And we thank You for that, Lord. We thank You for it. Lord, give us these few moments just to meditate on Your word. Pray that You would minister to us in that. Pray that You would continue to encourage us through this, Lord. God, I thank You for every brother and sister that are here, how You've equipped them and empowered them for leadership roles within this church, God. I pray that they would be reminded of Your blessings and of Your goodness and that very call that You've played on each and every one of their lives, Lord, to walk as leaders in this fellowship, God. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I apologize. I'm going to look like that 20-year-old punk with my hat on backwards. I've been hanging out at soccer and baseball fields in the rain this morning, and I feel a little drowned, so. And if I keep the hat on this way with the lighting in here, I look like the Grim Reaper, so. Anyways, I want to just quickly share for just a moment something the Lord had laid on my heart late last night, and which was kind of funny then because I got an email from Pastor David late last night just asking if I'd just share briefly for a few minutes. So it's just more or less confirmation to me. But I want to just read Psalm 112 with you for just a moment here. Because it speaks of the Lord's goodness and his blessings for his people, his desire for us and going deeper with him, and, you know, as I read it last night, I recognized, just like our qualifications that we talk about for leadership within the church, we go to 1 Timothy, Titus, and we look those things up. The realization is again, those are qualifications that we look for in those individuals, and we'd each and every one would be disqualified if we leaned wholly on an adherence that we are in that individual always. And I recognize reading through Psalm 112 that I'm not always that individual. I'm not always that man that God would like to bless me in being. But here's a picture of the blessings and the desire that the Lord has for each and every one of us. And I think each and every one of us would sit back and say, that is the individual we want to be. We want to be blessed by the Lord in this way. God gives us that desire to pursue after him. He gives us our giftings and equips us, prepares us for these moments. Psalm 112:1 begins, "Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments." Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, delights greatly in his commandments. It begins with having a reverence for who the Lord is. A reverential fear of who he is and seeking after his ways, after his commandments. Again, the qualifications are great, mentioned in 1 Timothy and Titus, but really for each and every one of us that calls ourselves a follower of Christ, those are qualifications that we all need to be striving for. Not just unique to the deacon or the elder per se. You call yourself an individual seeking after the Lord. Those are qualifications. Those are the traits that we all seek and desire to live our lives patterned after, at least in demonstrated model to the world around us. So while it's nice that we get a call or a title of being a leader in a fellowship, that's great. That isn't a title that we as leaders in the church bestow on you guys. I want you all to recognize these are calls that the Lord has laid on each and every one of your lives. There's a difference. He's the one that's equipping and empowering you in the ministry opportunities that are afforded to you. The Lord has called us, each and every one of us, in those positions. We just recognize and identify the maturity of the life that's lived out in adherence to seeking after the Lord. But in doing that, we also know that as we do step out, that target becomes a little bit bigger on each and every one of us and on our families, those around us that love us, the things that we're involved in. It's all part of the package. I say that in part because we're going to go through those seasons where the enemy is going to try wearing us out. Each and every one of us, we go through it. It's tough in those moments to count that as a badge of honor sometimes, but really that's what it is. You're just individuals that are being identified and targeted because of your adherence and seeking after the Lord. The psalm goes on to say, "His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Unto the upright there arise light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he will never be shaken. Again, this is the individual I want to be. This is the individual we want to be. In reality, there are times that we've allowed ourselves to be shaken or will allow ourselves to be shaken. But this is the Lord's desires for us, okay? The righteous will be in everlasting remembrance. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He will not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies. He has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn, or his symbol of power, will be exalted with honor. The wicked will see it and be grieved. He will gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Again, I said it before, you're not leaders by mere qualifications because of what it says in 1 Timothy or Titus. You wives are not leaders because of qualifications in 1 Timothy and Titus. Whether you're called as an elder to be a man of prayer or a deacon to be likewise, but to do many of the physical things around here, you're first and foremost a leader because God has called and equipped you to be that. Your dependence is on him. And his promises are to be lived through you and what he has for you. And so if I can encourage you in one thing, recognizing you're more than just an individual walking around here with a badge on Sunday mornings and Thursday nights. Pastor D.A. and I will talk about this frequently in ways that you as leaders in the church are blessing us as a fellowship. The positions that you hold, whether it's in active ministry duties or it's just being a face out there with a badge on to be an ambassador for the leadership of the church, that touches more lives, to be quite honest, than myself and a lot of us others behind the scenes a lot of times do in this church. And I want you guys to realize and again recognize you've been empowered for these positions. You've been equipped with them. And when the enemy keeps throwing those targets against you, read Psalm 112. Get back into the Psalms and be encouraged. His blessings are for you, his leaders. And the people around will be more blessed as well as you continue to step up and to walk into all that God has for you with your leadership capabilities. Also, one last thing. We go through those seasons. Those targets are real. Those struggles are real. Those aren't the times to buck up and try to be someone that we're not. Each and every one of us walks in human frailty. When you recognize those moments, when you recognize those moments amongst your spouse, get the encouragement that you need. Spend time in the prayer. Spend time in the Word. And be encouraged. It is a badge of honor when you are persecuted or attacked in those sorts of ways. Pastor David, you want to come share something?